The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Two men are charged in the early morning shooting death of another man on I-95 last October.
State police are looking for 35-year-old Daryl Eugene Beckett of Chester. Beckett is charged in the shooting death of a driver on I-95 on October 7th, 2023, and police say he should be considered armed and dangerous. A second man, 36-year-old Ronald Collins, also of Chester, is in custody. Both men have been charged with murder. State police say they shot Chris Gordy to death and wounded his passenger shortly after 1:20 a.m. that morning on I-95 in Upper Chichester, Delaware County. Troopers were called to the shooting and found Gordy dead of multiple gunshot wounds.
State police are asking anyone with information to call 911 or their tip line at 1-800-4PA-TIPS. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker capped her first year in office with an address at Temple University that she fashioned as a State of the City report. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was there.
It was an unusual event. Most mayors lay out accomplishments and goals in their budget, but Mayor Parker invited several hundred city officials and local leaders to an 80-minute address on the Friday before Christmas.
My message here today is about the progress that we've made in the Parker administration during years.
The mayor organized her remarks around her campaign promise to make Philadelphia the safest, cleanest, greenest big city with economic opportunity for all. Beginning with safety, she noted the 37% drop in homicides, though she pledged not to rest.
It is not enough. The numbers don't mean a damn thing. If you are a friend or a relative of someone who has been immediately impacted by violence.
Looking ahead, Mayor Parker promised details of her plan for 30,000 new units of housing early next year. A new class of SEPTA police officers hits the streets Monday. This brings the force closer to being fully staffed, as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
16 new SEPTA police officers are now patrolling the system. This newest class of recruits brings the total number of sworn officers to 232, says SEPTA Police Chief Chuck Lawson.
We're about 90% right now. I have another academy class going in early January. It puts us at about 94% staffed.
SEPTA's budget struggles have been well documented, but Lawson says management has increased the size of the force by 20 officers this year.
I'm lucky in the fact that they are prioritizing safety, and so that enables me to continue to hire continue to promote staff up through the ranks.
SEPTA police earn $67,000 a year after graduation and $80,000 after 2 years.
SEPTA has beefed up police salaries in recent years to try to keep up with attrition. A South Jersey police officer and his family are trying to make the best of the holiday season after a devastating fire destroyed their home. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Deshia Gibson and her fiancé, Camden Police Officer Solomon Andre, purchased a new house in Clementon after getting engaged and celebrating the arrival of their first baby this past summer. They were looking forward to the holidays, but a week ago, a fire destroyed their home and everything was lost. Gibson says the police union and fellow officers sprang right into action.
A lot of his co-workers and partners came to the scene just to make sure we were okay. They bought diapers, they bought formula. The donation, the love and the support hasn't stopped at all.
This is Gibson's favorite time of the year, and she says with all of the love and support they've received from the community, it's still pretty special.
Usually it's about me giving gifts and me making sure everybody's comfortable, and now this Christmas is more so seeing that there's still good people in the world.
Their GoFundMe page has raised just over $9,500 so far. Santa Claus' team of reindeer have been given a clean bill of health to fly to Pennsylvania on Christmas Eve. KYW's John McDevitt reports Santa and his reindeer were at Hershey Park's Christmas Candy Lane Monday for the announcement by Pennsylvania's Department of Agriculture.
I want to thank everybody for coming out every year and certifying my reindeer.
Santa Claus took time out from his busy schedule to pop into Pennsylvania for the certification. Assistant State Veterinarian Dr. Aaron Lully represents the Department of Agriculture.
I'll tell you what we look for when we examine his reindeer. Today we're checking to make sure that they're healthy, that they have a clean hair coat to keep them warm during flight, that their limbs are strong and free from injury, their heart and lungs are healthy for the trip, and their eyes are clear so they can see where they're pulling Santa's sleigh. Additionally, we're checking for any signs of disease that could spread to other animals. Since these reindeer are visiting Pennsylvania, we want to make sure that they don't bring any germs with them that could put our Pennsylvania animals at risk.
Dr. Lully says, fortunately, all of Santa's reindeer are healthy and are cleared to fly rooftop to rooftop in Pennsylvania to deliver toys to all the good little girls and boys. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.